Julie, I've been busting to tell you something lately. You have? Reason I didn't care to tell you before was, well, 'cause you didn't have a fella of your own. Now you got one, I can tell you about mine. I'm glad you got a fella, Carrie. What's his name? His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, "Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life." Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all I can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. To a cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow. He'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say, kind of sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am." Everything'll be as right can be, a living in a cottage by the sea with me.